Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. One of the new reviews in May 2013 examines the evidence on things that might be done in schools to prevent tooth decay. One of the authors, Lucy O'Malley, from the School of Dentistry at the University of Manchester, England, describes their findings.
Although tooth decay, also known as dental caries, has become much less of a problem in recent years, largely due to the introduction of fluoride in the 1970s, it still affects between 60 and 90% of children living in industrialised countries today. Children from disadvantaged communities are most affected, and these inequalities in child dental health mirror social and material deprivation. Tooth decay can be very painful, and it may affect a child's time in school and their abilities to play and sleep. It might also lead to loss of teeth, which can have consequences for speech development and self-esteem. Even more seriously, untreated severe decay can lead to infections such as septicemia, which can be life-threatening. The best way to tackle the problem of tooth decay is to prevent it. And our review set out to determine the effects of school-based programs designed to change toothbrushing and sugar snacking behaviours in children. Unfortunately, as I'll outline, the available evidence meant that we weren't able to come up with a clear answer to the question. Primary schools, due to their inclusive nature, represent an ideal setting in which to ensure all children have access to knowledge and skills that they need for good dental health. This includes toothbrushing technique and habit, as well as knowledge and attitudes around what they eat and when they eat it. We were especially keen to find all the relevant studies that had been done up to this date, and after comprehensive searching, we sifted through more than 2,000 records. However, despite this, we found just 4 studies that evaluated an oral health promotion program covering both toothbrushing and sugar snacking. These 4 studies examined very different programs and used a variety of outcome measures that could not be easily compared. There was insufficient evidence to suggest that these programs are useful for preventing tooth decay in primary school children. None of the programs was based on health behaviour theory. Additionally, aspects of the program focusing on children's diet were not given equal weight with dental hygiene. So where do we go from here? There is a need for high quality research implementing theory-based behavioural programmes in this area. Theory-based programmes are likely to be more effective, and testing theory in applied research helps to advance the field of behavioural science as a whole. There is also a need for a set of behavioural indicators to be standardised so that findings from future research can be more reliably compared.
If you'd like to read more about what was possible with the existing research and to watch for future updates of this review as new evidence becomes available, you can find the full review on the internet at thecochranelibrary.com.